big obvious advantages of the natural orifice concept is in the move towards natural orifice specimen extraction. Here you can see in a case of a benign sigmoidectomy, after a standard medial to lateral approach and control of the proximal lumen, you see that we're making a colotomy just to the colorectal junction. We're going to deliver the anvil up and place it into the proximal segment. So this is up into the descending colon. Once placed in situ, it's going to be secured in place by means of that suture attached to the anvil by a standard GAA stapler. And this is going to allow us to excise and resect the specimen out through the anus. So we're placing now a specimen bag into the rectal stump, completing the circumferential colotomy. This is the distal transection point. And by opening the bag, we place the specimen into it, and we'll withdraw it out now through the anus. But this means we're eliminating the extraction site from the abdominal wall. And although in many cases a phalangeal incision proves to be quite robust, equally it can be a cause of pain postoperatively and late hernia for formation. We're just transecting there the distal cuff. If the video would run on, it would let us see that we're going to then perform a standard night griffin and anastomosis. It seems just to stop there. What that means is we need to deliver the anvil for the proximal colon. We grab the suture that was caught on the staple line and pull it out through a colotomy, and then mate the anvil with a stapler placed transanally. I'll reinforce.